It's the 12th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Four candidates will be competing for the role of Police and Crime Commissioner in Bedfordshire at elections held on the 2nd of May. Running for the positions are Festus Akinbuswai, the Conservative Party nominee and current PCC, focused on stamping out local criminal activity with an emphasis on organised gangs. He also believes that the use of technology can be a powerful ally in policing. John Tizard is the choice for Labour and Cooperative Party. He has extensive experience in local government and policing and has pledged to increase visible community policing and to concentrate on crimes against women and children. Mr. Tizard also hopes to address antisocial behaviour, hate crime and issues of social equality. This upcoming Saturday, a motorcycle safety event covering a wide range of related subjects will be taking place at Bedford Fire Station on Barker's Lane from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. All motorcyclists and those thinking of becoming one are welcome. Operation Bosun, the Bedfordshire Police Unit focused on guns and gangs, concluded an investigation in the Biscot area of Luton at the end of March, resulting in 10 arrests. They descended on a property where prescription and Class A drugs were discovered worth over a quarter of £1 million. £25,000 in cash was also found. The last of the 10 arrests was a man at the address in his 20s. He was arrested and held in custody on charges of being involved in the supply of illegal drugs. The Bedfordshire Award for National Pub and Bar of the Year this year was awarded to the Crown in Henlow, run by Alex Wallman and his brother Kevin and sister-in-law Carmel. The trio last won the award in 2022. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.